Welcome to another special episode of Atlanta's only pro-business radio talk show. Broadcasting live from the heart of Buckhead inside the Business Radio X studios.
All right, Rich Casanova here, the host for Buckhead Business Radio. And actually, it's a great Friday morning here. We have a what we call a spotlight episode. And today we're going to be talking to folks within the real estate industry. And kind of a working title is Georgia Realty Radio. And so we have some, obviously, some realtors in here. We have some industry professionals offering services, as well as a mortgage pro. But sitting alongside me in the radio business, you're not in the real estate business, are you, Ryan?
No, I'm in the radio business.
Okay, yeah. Real estate, radio, yeah. Same thing.
Right.
By the end of the show, we might have a license.
No, I think this is awesome. We're launching right? this new show. We're getting some new industry professionals and thought leaders here in the studio to really share their expertise on realty, how it's changing the landscape here in Atlanta and Georgia and beyond.
Which is obviously a major industry, only here, but anywhere you live, you need a home.
It drives the global economy.
Right. Yeah.
It really does.
Absolutely. So we'll be doing some show announcements later in the show, but let's kind of jump into our guest lineup. And who's joining us in the studio here this morning?
Well, first, we'd like to introduce Christian Ross. Good morning.
Good morning.
And who are you with?
I'm with Village Realty at Atlanta Tech Village.
Atlanta Tech Village. You know, I was just over there on Monday for the Neuro launch 2015, where neuroscience meets startups.
Yes.
Rocket fuel for neuroscience startups.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
That's way over my head.
I know.
Did you take some good notes on that?
There was neuroscientists and NBAs all in the same room, I felt so small. But so you're over there at Atlanta Tech Village. Are you the realty specialist for all their clients there?
We are in-house. We are an in-house brokerage right there. So we not only serve the people who are in there, but we serve the Atlanta community.
Wow.
Very nice.
And, right out our window. We can see it from here.
That's right. Hello.
Well, ATV.
Look forward to hearing more about that and more about your career and how you're changing the world in just a moment. So please stick around as we introduce our other guest. Seated next to her in the studio this morning is Knowledge Clark. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And tell us about your company.
I'm with MortgageFreshStart.com, and what we do is basically create a bridge between non-qualified buyers and turning them into qualified buyers.
And how long have you been in business?
We've been in business a little bit over 8 years.
8 years, and you're going to be telling all of our listeners today about how they can use your services or why they need your services and how you can help them polish up their credit before going and buying a home.
But more so we're more geared towards helping the real estate agents and mortgage brokers with their clients and helping them bridge their paperwork together as far as getting their clients prepared to go for lending.
Definitely a unique space that you're working in there, and we'll look forward to hearing more about that as the show goes on. And seated next to him is Greg Boris, president and broker of Olympic Properties, Inc. Good morning, Greg.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you, sir?
Great.
Great. Tell us just briefly about Olympic Properties and what you're doing for folks.
Olympic Properties, we're a full-service real estate brokerage and specializing in the Fulton, Cobb, and Gwinnett areas. We offer everything from representing buyers and sellers of homes to property management, to CMAs, appraisals, whatever they need. We're full service.
Oh, full service. So people can just pick up the phone and say, I need your help, and you can help them, whatever.
Pick or call, we do it all.
Okay.
Oh, nice. That's a good one.
Sounds like that should be on the side of a bus.
Right, exactly. It will by the end of the show. It's on the side of his car. Yeah,
yeah, right. All right. Well, please stick around for just a moment as we turn our attention now to our headlining guest, Mr. Mike Rose.
Headlining pressure.
Who needs that?
How did I get that job? Wow.
You've been promoted. So,
thank you.
Let me tell you about Mike in a little more detail here. He's currently a mortgage loan officer with Bank of America. He is a successful loan officer with many years with both Wells Fargo and Bank of America. His business network includes real estate agents, financial planners, builders, and many satisfied clients. He has closed millions of dollars worth of loans and helped many people purchase their first home. In 2008 and 2009, he reached Platinum Club status as in the top 5% producers for Bank of America. Before starting his career in mortgage banking, he worked primarily in talk radio broadcasting as a producer, talk show host, and finally program director at News Radio WGST right here in Atlanta. He has proven experience in creating the best radio programming in the business. He spent many fun years as part of the team that helped create brand names out of radio, personalities such as consumer guru Clark Howard, Neil Bortz, Sean Hannity, and Kim Peterson. All right.
Yeah, Sean Hannity was the best man at my wedding. I'm divorced now. I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
Well, you know, he's tuning in right now, listening to us. So yeah, whatever you want to say, Mr. Hannity.
Well, one other thing I need to mention, and just in case the federal government is listening, because I hear they might be. In fact, I think they're always listening. MLS number 448377.
Thank you.
For legal reasons. Yes. I need to get one of those. Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
That sounds so official.
Well, and we could probably just let you just do the whole show by yourself.
No, I have to have questions.
We're going to head out for breakfast. No. You got this, Mike? Yeah.
Well, very good. So, Rich, those are our guests. Take it away.
Oh, man. I've been looking forward to this show. What a great lineup of guests. And thank you all for being here in the studio. Let's start off with Mike. So, you're the Mortgage Mike?
Yes.
Right? And
they call me the mortgage doctor. Oh, no, I think that's, or you're the professional. Yes, I'm a mortgage guy. Oh,
there. Let's go. Let's stay with that. Yeah.
Okay.
So, and you've been in the mortgage business for quite a while, right?
On different
sides of it, right? From the independent to the...
Yeah, 2003 was when I got into the mortgage business, and I like to tell the story. I didn't even know how to spell the word mortgage before I started in this industry. I had done a few mortgages, my own personal, but when I left radio, I needed a job. I had a baby on the way and a big house in Buckhead, and my wife at the time insisted that I work for a living, so that's how I got into the mortgage business.
I know the spelling on mortgage, they need to take the T out of that, right?
I know, it gets confusing sometimes.
Typo.
It does.
So talk to us about, I think everybody's feeling a whole lot better than they were a few years ago, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, we're maybe not through the worst of it, but things have definitely looking brighter. And
definitely.
So talk to us about kind of status quo and what we can see down the road.
Sure. Well, let's talk a little bit about Atlanta, and since we're in Buckhead here. Specifically Buckhead. Buckhead is probably one of the hottest markets in Atlanta, if not the hottest market in Atlanta, particularly with the condos are hot here. I remember doing deals on condos here a few years ago that were selling for $90,000 and now selling for $200,000, $300,000 in some cases. The appreciation has just jumped up through the roof because you know what? People want to live in town. And they want to live close. I mean, there are people, you know, there are pros and cons no matter where you live.
Right,
but
yeah.
People want to live in town. They want to live close to where all the action is. And so, therefore, these condos, townhouses are particularly in demand, but certainly single family as well.
So the rule of thumb that condos don't appreciate doesn't apply at this juncture,
well,
apparently.
Well, let me just tell you something about condos. It's all about location, and real estate's all about location. Condos in Buckhead and Midtown, you can't go wrong. Now, a condo in Woodstock, maybe not so much, but definitely right. A condo in Buckhead and Midtown, you're going to do quite well with those.
Okay. And so I know you can't look into a crystal ball. But,
I can, but go on.
Okay. So looking into your crystal ball, is there a truism to an 8-year cycle? In real estate, a lot of industry kind of fall into cycles, whatever, right? I mean,
there's
how long are we going to kind of see what we're seeing now?
There is some truth to that. However, I would say that a lot of what we've seen in the last few years has never been seen before. So, you know, when we talk about the general patterns in real estate, which generally speaking, properties appreciate in Atlanta around 4% a year. That's been the historical average.
Okay.
But then we went crazy in the last decade. Things were jumping by 25-30% or
that's
more.
A red flag, right?
And then all of a sudden everything crashed. And so we're kind of just now recovering from that. We're sort of going back to normal, basically. And normal is kind of hard to adjust to after you've been
right.
through this huge roller coaster
right.
boom.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you're almost everybody... You know, not that we get greedy, but that was a little bit of a mindset back in the previous cycle prior to this, right?
Yeah.
Things were too good to be true. So it's almost better that if it's just more even keel and you're seeing an incremental increase rather
than... To some extent is true. That's true. I mean, but you know, when people are making money, no one's complaining.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It's just human nature. So,
sure.
So talk to us about challenges in getting a loan today. What are some... indicators.
Well, it's definitely harder than it was 8-9 years ago, and there are definitely some rules and regulations in place that make it more difficult for some kind of people to get mortgages. If you're self-employed, it's often a little bit more challenging because we we don't have stated income loans anymore. We used to be able to say, okay, tell us how much money you make. That
good
sounds
to go,
good.
Whatever, yeah.
That sounds good. But now you have to document it through your tax returns. And the problem with self-employed people is they write off everything. So there's a challenge because they don't want to pay taxes.
Right.
But then again, they also want a home loan. So then those things become very difficult sometimes. Obviously, people who don't have great credit, it's very challenging for them to get a loan these days. So those are the two main examples of folks that might have a problem or at least more difficulty in getting a loan. But if you are a W-2 employee, you get a pretty simple income. It's pretty easy to document. And you have decent credit and you actually have some sort of down payment. Doesn't have to be 20%, but some sort of down payment. Then you definitely can qualify for a home. Now, we'll ask for a lot of paperwork from you.
So I can't just send you a text?
No. We're very detailed in what we ask for. And some of the stuff you might think, boy, this is really silly that we're asking for this particular document. But there are reasons for everything we do. And the reasons are that we sell the loans to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, and they require it. And if we don't do what they want us to do, then
we end up back where we were a few years ago, right?
Yeah, so exactly.
It's a little tougher, but it makes good business sense.
Personally, I'd like to see some medium ground between where we are now and where we were then, because I think you can still do some very financially sound loans and not be moved to one extreme or the other. So that's kind of what I can see in the long run. But eventually it'll get there.
Okay. So we've had mortgage folks in here over a period of time. So you're with one of the biggest, right?
I am.
Is it the biggest? Yeah, Bank of America.
Bank of America, of course, and went through some, like a lot of us, went through some difficult times. They unfortunately bought a little country called Countrywide, which almost dragged the entire bank down. Yeah,
Bank of America.
Yeah,
wow.
You've heard of them.
They're I know.
Little community bank. And so they bought Countrywide and went through about a 4 or 5 year period there where Bank of America actually struggled in mortgages.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're struggling. Wow.
Yeah. Now they're doing better now.
Yeah, absolutely. Nice. Whatever. Mike came in with his super cape and saved the day. Yeah.
That's why they called me in.
So, challenges with a loan from a bigger bank? I mean, what are some, you know, is it more difficult or what's the...
Well, there are pros and cons wherever you go, whatever you do. The smaller lenders are great, and there are many good smaller lenders out there. I don't have a problem with them, but they have to follow the same rules and same laws that the banks do. So they have to follow the same regulations. Now, as far as getting a loan at Bank of America these days, we have found over the last year is that we have made a real effort to improve that situation. Right now, we have a close-on-time guarantee, which if we don't close on time, and we will pay you $500 to make
if it's our
fault.
I knew there was a case.
If it's something out of our control or you did it, then we're not going to pay you the $500.
You might
say, hey, that's only $500. Bank of America can afford it. But if you multiply that by... a number
every state,
of people.
Every city.
That can add up to some real money. So we're very serious about closing on time and make a real commitment to it. J.D. Powers in the last year had us just a couple, three or four years ago, we were like dead last in customer service. And the last year, according to J.D. Powers, we are number 2 among all mortgage lenders in customer service. And we are the biggest, as far as the banks, we're the number 1. The only organization that's ahead of us is Quicken Loans on customer service.
Okay. Well, good to know. I got some follow-up questions. I'm going to save those for our panel discussion here in just a moment, okay? So we're going to come back to Mike here in just a moment. But before we jump into our next guest, Mike, let us know How would folks get in touch with you or find out and reach out to you?
Well, the simplest way is just to go to my website, which is MikeRoseMortgage.com. And you spell mortgage. I know how to spell it now.
Right.
M-O-R-T-A. Oh, whoops. Almost spelled it wrong.
It's on our board up here. Yeah.
M-O-R-T-G-A-G-E.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader? Welcome to our show. Yeah.
You'll be tested on this. Right, right. It's MikeRoseMortgage.com. Here I made fun of the fact that I couldn't spell it.
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Yeah.
I still have trouble.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
It
no, I, every time years. I type it in there, thank God for spell check or whatever, right? Did you mean mortgage?
That's the best way to get me. I think I'm also on Facebook and LinkedIn if you want to look me up that way as well.
And it's Mike Rose. Thanks again for being in the studio and joining us on the show for Georgia Realty Radio, which you're listening to here right from the heart of Buckhead in our Business Radio X Buckhead studios. Rich Casanova here alongside my co-host, Ryan Redhawk McPherson. And who's up next?
All right. Thank you, Rich. We'd like to introduce Greg Boris, president and broker of Olympic Properties, Inc. He's a current real estate broker and a private investor. Mr. Boris has extensive executive background in management and sales. His experience has been diverse in areas ranging from sustainability and construction to leasing and consumer products. He has led executive positions such as president and CEO of Horizon Concrete, president and CEO of Boris Rents, Inc., and various executive positions with the Sherwin Williams Company and Alamo Rent-A-Car Company. Most notably, Mr. Boris's career has also included participation on several board of directors, including the College of Management at the Georgia Institute of Technology. As a civic-minded individual, he has participated in a variety of philanthropic causes, including animal welfare and funding to feed the hungry. Mr. Boris is a former member of the Lions Club and is a graduate of Georgia Tech. All right, how are you doing today?
Great. Glad to be here.
Good, sir. Go ahead, Rich.
All right. So, Boris, welcome to the show. And a little bit of backstory. It's interesting, of all the guests that we come across and meet from PR firms and all of our sophisticated technology and acquisition systems we have in place, we met having coffee. You were sitting next to me at Einstein's.
It's a great pit stop.
It is a great pit stop over in Sandy Springs, one of my favorite hangouts. And I've seen you there a number of times, and we struck up a conversation. What do you do? What do you do? And found out your business. And I said, I'm in the radio business. Let's have a conversation, right? So welcome to the studio.
Great to be here.
Absolutely. Slide in a little closer to the mic so we can make sure we hear you. So, but before we get into your job, we were also talking, and you, not that you came furthest to be on the studio, but your journey's recently reaching out to you. You just returned from where?
Africa.
And what were you? What was a working vacation over there, or what was a?
Working.
Oh, yeah?
Just a business trip.
Doing some global investment, or maybe it's top secret, if you don't want to release it. Yeah.
Sustainability.
Okay, sustainability projects. All right, so welcome back to a hot Atlanta. And so talk to us about, in your business, what are some things public that the public doesn't know maybe about, you know, real estate?
Well, one of the things is that typically most people think real estate agents or realtors are very flexible in their schedule. It's really not that flexible when you get down to it. There's always a client that needs you. You always got your cell phone. Yeah, and today, with the technology we have, you're never out of reach.
Right.
And probably another thing is that the average realtor last year, according to the National Association of Realtors, his gross income is around $49,000.
They
think realtors make a lot of money.
Right, right.
And some of them do, some of them don't. And probably the biggest single misconception that they have about real estate people is that, according to NAR, National Association of Realtors, 48% of real estate agents and brokers have some sort of college degree.
Huh. And speaking of stats, correct me if I'm wrong, and I guess it varies state to state, but I was living out in California. It seemed like at one point, I don't know if it's like 8 out of 10, but just an astronomical number of people had a real estate license, but you know, very small percentage actually practicing or, right. Potentially.
Well, going into the recession here in Georgia,
right.
In 2009, there was approximately 70,000 licensees.
Really?
And the last I heard, and don't quote me on but I heard something like about 15 to 18,000 are, you know, let their licenses lapse or got out in the downturn.
Last man standing contest, right? After that downturn. So, now you're from a brokerage standpoint. So, what should people know about a brokerage when selling a house? How does that differ?
Well, I mean, you've got a lot of people out there. There's been an advent in the last 20 years or so, especially here in the Atlanta market, with several firms offering assistance where you can pay by service, by a menu type of thing, and you can sell your house yourself for sale by owner, commonly known as a FSBO. One of the problems you have with there is typically majority of the time when an owner sells their own house without the assistance of a real estate professional, they get about 10% less on the sales price. And, you know, like I bumped into a guy the other day, and he was telling me that he was selling his own house, $300,000 house. Well, he'll save $9,000, but if he loses 10%, he swaps $30,000 for $9,000.
Yeah, do the math. Yeah,
not a good deal.
We're speaking with Greg Boris here. He's president and broker over there at Olympic Properties, Inc. And we'd like to get your take on some of the trends that are happening in the industry here, both Atlanta and the state of Georgia.
Well, one of the trends, and it's Georgia's actually reflected the national trend, is that the millennials, and they categorize, they're using the range from age 18 to 34. Typically, back in the early 90s, they were renting for about, first-time homeowners would rent before they bought for 2.6 years. Now that number's like 6 years. They're waiting later. The median age for a first-time homebuyer is 33 years old. And what, you know, you got a couple of reasons for that that are big factors. One, they're burdened with a heavy amount of student loans that people didn't have probably in the early 90s, and they're just short of cash.
Mm-hmm. How does that renting market affect the selling and the buying market of houses?
Right now, it doesn't. I mean, the rents have gone up. I mean, if you're a landlord, which I, you know, if you have investment properties, it's good for you because the
right.
rents going up.
Right.
But it's also the sales are steadily increasing. As Mike alluded to earlier, one of the good things about it now is yesterday the numbers came out, and we're year over year we're 5.4% increase in price of homes.
Really? Wow.
Over last year, and that's more in line with what it was historically, around the 4%. And as Mike also alluded to, you had 20-25% run-ups before the downturn, which, much like the stock market, in the last few days, it corrects itself.
Yeah.
No, I'm a longtime home renter, have been. Many of our listeners know that. Share a lot about my personal life here on our shows.
What's your sign?
Go back and listen to episode 3 from last week. I talk about that one. One thing I like about renting is that if you can't afford the rent 1 month, you just downsize. You're not stuck in a mortgage that you can't get rid of or a house that you can't pay for. And, you know, I was self-employed for many years. So it has led me to, back to Mike's point of not being able to purchase. If I can't afford a house, I just downsize. And I'm currently on the market for another rental property. So if anybody out there knows, I'm looking in the Roswell, Sandy Springs area.
This is not the Ryan Redhawk show, whatever. Yeah. You also need your car washed or detailed, or yeah.
Ryan, see me after the show.
Yes, sir. Definitely. No, I think you're a wealth of knowledge and certainly an industry insider, and we appreciate all your knowledge on those levels. So let's talk about the future of it. Where do you see the uptrend? Is the prices going to keep going up on some of these houses, and where does you see it in the next, you know, few years?
Well, you know, Rich alluded earlier to an 8-year cycle. You know, I don't know if it's going to be 8, 10, who knows? You know, we all had to know at some point that downturn was going to hit.
Writing was on the wall.
The goal pot doesn't last forever. The trend in Georgia, now right now, is City of Atlanta, and when they say Metro Atlanta, building permits are down 29% over a historical par. But that's par, every big city's down 25-30%. They are coming back. We've seen an increase in building permits over the last few years, and I see the market going very good. Got a few changes on the horizon. The new Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act goes into effect October the 1st. It's going to change closings. It's going to delay probably the time of getting your loan approved and to closing table, maybe a week or two. But the future looks very good for Georgia right now.
That sounds good. And Olympic Properties, what do you do specifically to help folks, and how do you separate yourself from the other brokerages out there?
Well, I give personalized service. I'm a big believer in that.
So people can have your personal cell phone.
Yes, sir, and go above and beyond.
And you'll take a call at night or early in the morning. You help them on the weekends, whatever they need.
It doesn't matter. Call me at 3 o'clock in the morning. As I said earlier, click or call, we do it all.
Or they can just swing by Einstein's and have a meeting there with them. Yeah.
At any time, I'm available.
All right, boys. So it was a pleasure having you here in the studio. Stick around for maybe some follow-up questions here with the panel. But thanks again for heading over. So tell our listeners, what's the best way to reach out to you? What's the click and what's the call?
Best way to reach out for me, reach out to me is www.olympicprop.com. And you can reach me, email me, call us
there. Okay. Everything's right there, the contact
it's
information.
It's right there.
Perfect.
And there's also a wealth information there on the website. There's
a resource, no extra charge for the wealth of information?
No extra charge, and there's a specific tab for education.
We're going to find out if knowledge charges for his knowledge in just a moment here. Yeah, speaking of wealth of information. So thanks again. And Ryan, who's up on deck next?
Up next, we have Al Knowledge Clark. He's with MortgageFreshStart.com, a document in preparation for challenged buyers. Al saw a need for buyers who have various challenges purchasing a home because of credit, tax issues, or lack of information on the various assistance programs. MortgageFreshStart.com is that bridge between the mortgage companies, realtors, and the challenged buyer. They currently go to the company for turning a denied lead into a pre-approved buyer in 3 to 6 months. That is the average. So once you reach out to Al there at MortgageFreshStart.com. So welcome to the show, Knowledge Clark.
So, Ryan, I'm going to have you take the lead in just a second. Al was just, this is 2.0 for Mr. Knowledge here, was in our studio yesterday for our Thursday edition of Georgia Realty Radio. So welcome back. It's been a while.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
You changed.
Yeah, I did. Thank you. Yeah, I put on a tie this morning even. Yeah. So, Ryan, why don't you have a conversation?
Yeah, remind our listeners a little bit about MortgageFreshStart.com and what you are actually doing for folks out there in the marketplace.
Well, basically what we do is we work with realtors and mortgage brokers, and we work with the clientele that they may have or the buyers that they may have that have any type of challenges whatsoever that's stopping them from being able to purchase a home at this moment. Mm-hmm. Generally in the past, and I'm sure you guys can agree, when you come across a buyer that's not quite ready, you tend to not be able to have the time or energy, or it doesn't make good business sense to put your focus in on them at this time, because you have buyers that are ready to go. Mm-hmm. So what we do is we kind of bridge that gap. We hold their hand. We get the taxes together. We get all the documentation prepared so that they're ready to go to a mortgage company or a bank and get pre-approved, and then bring them back to the realtor for sale.
Right. And so like I was saying earlier, I've been in a rental house for many years. I was self-employed. Recently, about a year ago, I tried to reach out and start the process of buying a home, but found I was not in a good position because of that. But you could actually start putting a plan together.
Absolutely.
That I could start to rebuild that profile of mine that the lender may need to get pre-approved.
Absolutely. And even just to go back, as the gentleman from Bank of America said, when the person is self-employed, now with the way things are now, you can't write everything off. You have to really just bite the bullet and say, okay, look, this is the type of home I want to go into. I need this amount of income. So then we help them go ahead and take the deductions that they can take, but say, hey, look, you're going to have to bite the bullet on this and say that you make $100,000 a year at least so that you can get that home that you're trying to get into, versus taking all the possible tax deductions that you can take, but you have to even put yourself on a W-2 if need be. So then that way we can formulate a plan to get past that hump so you won't get scrutinized as badly as a person that's just straight self-employed.
Oh, that makes sense. And since we are the business radio side of things, you're doing, you know, positive work and helping people get into a home. But then how does your company make the money? Do you charge back to
We charge a fee to the clients, but for the real estate agents and brokers, we charge absolutely nothing. We let them sign up as an affiliate for free. We give them their own template website so that they don't have to keep sending them to our website, but it also gives them a connection with the client as they go through the process. And we also send them email updates as we proceed through the progress, through the program. So say, for example, when a client gets about 3 weeks out of being ready to move into a home or being ready to be pre-approved, we'll also reach out to the real estate agent or mortgage broker and say, hey, this person's coming out in about 3 weeks. They're ready now. So you might want to go ahead and touch back bases with them. But by having them have their own site, that face and that number and that name is constantly in their face as they proceed through the process.
Well, that sounds good. And what about some of the requirements that you need to be accepted into your program?
To get accepted into the program, it's, of course, the basic things. You must have a pulse. You must be alive.
Okay.
Okay. We need you to have a bank account, because otherwise, how are we going to get your paperwork together? We do need you to have a job or some source of income.
Okay.
Some people feel that, hey, I'm not working, I'm getting a steady check from the government because I'm disabled or whatever. That's income.
Yeah.
So, and again, a lot of it is also just not having the education or information to know the things they need to do to get themselves structured to be approved.
I see.
For example, if you don't have all the down payment and you want to move into the city of Atlanta, there are programs out there that will give you down payment assistance up to $40,000.
Is that right?
So now when you're putting that 20% down, even though it's not necessarily coming out of your pocket, now it makes it more easier and bank friendly to get you approved. But again, that's what we do so that the real estate agent can continue on focusing in on their other clients. We take them through those processes, put them in the classes, do whatever it is that's necessary to turn them into a qualified buyer. And so what it does is basically help them repurpose their marketing dollars.
Now that I like the sound of that. And since issue strong and dear to my heart is the veteran community. Mm-hmm. I'm an Army veteran. And so talk about how that you're able to help those folks out there who are looking to get into their first home, perhaps.
Absolutely. And it's just like anything else. You have those additional options that you may not be aware that you are qualified for the city of Atlanta or whatever county that you want to move into. Pretty much every county, every city has something. Even it may not be $40,000, it may be $3,000, it may be $4,000. When we send you to the home buyers seminars, they inform you of things that you can qualify for that you may not have been aware of. That's why anyone who goes through our program, whether a first time buyer or just coming out of the issues of 2007, 2008, we require everyone to go as part of the program, go through the class so that they can be re-educated or educated on all the things that are possibly available for them. And they get assigned a case manager that works with them, holds their hand, and again, gets them all the way through the process to the point that they're able to be pre-approved.
Well, sounds good. We're talking with Al Knowledge Clark. He's with MortgageFreshStart.com. Sounds like there's so many layers out there to this thing, and it's always evolving. Where do you go to stay current on your knowledge and stay up to date so you can then help out your clients?
In the most cases, we take classes. We attend those same classes ourselves. And, the internet is a wonderful source, and it just keeps us up to date. We follow the real estate leaders. We follow the mortgage leaders. We just keep up on all current events, and we research law. And we use everything we possibly can to give the person all the possible tools to be able to get pre-approved that they can. Where a real estate agent who is on the go all the time, phones constantly ringing, may not have the necessary time right then to give them. So they will become that bridge that costs them nothing. So it leaves them in a situation where they can have something positive to say to the client versus, can't qualify right now. Hey, check back with me in a year and let's see how you're doing then.
Education is knowledge.
Absolutely.
No doubt about it. And how do customers find you these days? Are you out there? Are they just referrals, the websites, or are actually some of these lenders referring your services?
Absolutely. The main source that we have is we do heavy, heavy marketing advertising. We're in several different markets. We're on 11 different radio stations. We have
now 12.
And what we do is because what we do and the services we provide can basically be done in any city. We also have real estate agents and mortgage brokers that come from different markets and sign up to be an affiliate with us and then actually are the first ones to kind of bring Mortgage Fresh Start to their area. And the way the program works is not in addition to them sending us people. When our clients are coming out of the program, who are we going to give those people to? We're going to give them to the affiliates that are associated with Mortgage Fresh Start. So it works both ways. So now we also wind up being a lead source for them, but they're dealing with someone who's already ready to go, pre-approved, down payment in hand, down payment assistance, everything done, total paperwork package done. We kind of do all the heavy lifting and then get to the finish line and let you carry them across.
Sounds like your phone must be ringing off the hook over there all day long.
Right now, we're averaging about 350 to 380 calls a day.
My goodness. Wow. And that's from all over the country.
Yes. We're in Houston, Memphis, Nashville, Charlotte, Raleigh, and then Atlanta.
And of all those calls, you're able to give them the answers they need, or you can provide the services they need to continue on their home buying journey.
There's a niche that's always been there, but since 2008, it's opened up even wider. And most people think that, somebody has issues or challenges, that it's somebody who may be financially deficient. But it's actually the opposite. You have people who were upside down in their homes and they walked away, short sales, all these things that happened as an effect of 2008. And they don't even try because they feel that, I messed up and there's just no way for me to, start over again. But we provide that bridge for them saying, it's okay. We're going to hold your hand. We're just going to walk our way and come up with a plan and get you through this together.
Very good. And what about on the horizon, on the future for you? Do you just expect your calls to double or triple as your market grows, as more people need your services?
Absolutely, because what's happening now is that we've had such success from a grassroots level that now all the real estate agents are hearing about us. The mortgage brokers are hearing about us. So now they're signing up. We're finding ourselves signing up more and more affiliates And so those affiliates, of course, now are sending, say, for example, you're spending XYZ amount of dollars per month as a mortgage broker, real estate agent to generate XYZ amount of leads. Well, out of those leads, you're looking to service generally the percentage, I guess, 8 to 10% of those, or you're looking to service, and the other 85 or 90%, you can't do anything with. So that's money that you spent that you can't get back. And then the next month you do it again. Well, what we do is we come and help you repurpose those dollars, take those 90% that you couldn't do anything with, and just squeeze a few more percentages out of there for you, where it's just not an absolute waste.
It sounds like a great thing that you're doing over there, and we would love to help you further here at Buckhead Business Radio X, especially GeorgiaRealty.com. I think this is a message that needs to get out to the people, and some people may not know this service is even available to them, and once they find out, that may even open their eyes further to their possible home buying journey.
Absolutely.
And repairing people's credit and getting them pre-approved, I think, is just a good work to be doing.
Yeah, it's definitely good work, and you know, we're throwing around stats and numbers and percentages, that 80%, but these are real people with real challenges and problems. So as if I had the realtor hat or the mortgage hat on, I mean, how cool is that to be able to say, unfortunately, we can't make this happen right now. But instead of just walking away and say good luck to you and good riddance, you can say, hey, the guys at Mortgage Fresh Start, you know, check with them, or just send them to affiliate website, which is customized for me with my own photo, whatever, if you will. And then it gives them an option. Get their ducks in the row, 30, 60, maybe 90 days. And then, and then you, as a realtor type person, if you will, you don't lose those marketing dollars, but you're also just providing a better service to those folks.
It gives them two things. It gives them hope and a plan.
Yeah.
Because hope without a plan means nothing.
Yeah.
Write that one down. Did you write that one down, Mike? Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
Got it.
How do you spell hope? Is that
Now.
H-O-O-P-E.
Sorry. I had a problem spelling knowledge earlier, so don't worry about that. Yeah. So wow, that's a lot of calls. I mean, that's about give or take about 372 more calls than we get here about, right? But so you're I just have a new motto for you. Maybe you want to write this down. So it's one click, 380 calls. Sorry, Boris. Yeah,
I just want knowledge to reset his phone where they fall those calls forward to me first, and I'll send it back.
Nice. Well, great energy here on this morning's show. And so knowledge, let folks know the best way to reach out and get in touch with you and find out about your services.
They can contact us, of course, at mortgagefreshstart.com. We're on Instagram at mortgagefreshstart. We're also on Facebook at Mortgage Fresh Start. And you can also call us at 1-800-906-9751. Again, that's 1-800-906-9751.
People are standing by waiting to take your call. All right, Ryan, great show so far, right?
So far, so good. Remind our listeners, you're listening to a spotlight episode here at the Buckhead Business Radio X Studios, Georgia Realty Radio. You can go to GeorgiaRealtyRadio.com for more information about this show. And later, we'll be posting all the bios and information about all our guests, as well as the audio portion from today. So please go check out that GeorgiaRealty.com at your convenience.
GeorgiaRealtyRadio.com.
There you go. Thanks for the correction there. All right. We like to introduce this time Christian Ross, managing broker. She has been knee-deep in the real estate business for the past 10 years. She is an active in the real estate community, serving as a host of communities as well as 2014 Women's Council of Realtors Atlanta Chapter President. A HGTV House Hunters alum, she was recently selected for a 3-year term on the board of directors for the Atlanta Board of Realtors. She is managing broker at Village Realty at Atlanta Tech Village and passionate about technology and how it intersects with real estate. Good morning, Christian.
Hello. Good morning.
Well, let's start there about the technology portion and real estate. What are you seeing out there today that's new and different that people can help them get into a house?
You know, it's amazing because one of the things, you have Pinterest, which a lot of people think, oh, it's for recipes and it's for finding what I'm looking for to put in my home or maybe outfits for an occasion. And we actually had one client that we actually used Pinterest to find an off-market opportunity. So we have our buyers send their Pinterest board. They send it. We look at it. We send it out to maybe some of our investors or people that we know have properties coming up and say, hey, what exactly... do you have something that looks like this? what this is the area we're looking in. And we were able to find, like I said, off-market property in Grant Park, which is one of the hottest neighborhoods right now in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And no one else even had a chance to get in that property before my clients.
And so social media, technology, all in one there with Pinterest. And it's really easy accessible on your smartphone or your digital device.
Exactly. And also making the transaction more transparent. So you see what your realtor's doing. You understand that there's 180 steps to get ready from listing the home to closing. And you don't get lost in, oh, well, I don't understand. What are you doing? How are you earning your commission? We are showing you that, and we're using technology as that conduit, if you will, to make clients understand exactly what we're doing and how we earn our dollars.
Very nice.
That's bizarre that I've done a lot of shows, a lot of conversations with realtors, that someone would connect and end up buying a home based on Pinterest.
Well,
right?
You know,
it was crazy.
I was asking them, what are they looking for? And a lot of times there is a disconnect between what people say and the visual. So when you have the visual, you're able to say, okay, let me take that and look beyond it.
Yeah. I mean, when I go in to get my hair cut, well, back when I had hair, you know.
You have lots of
watch
hair.
It easy there. Watch it, Rich.
Yeah, that was an inside joke, folks. Went out. Wow. They would ask you, how would you like your hair cut? And it was hard to kind of describe, whatever, mm-hmm. right? So, I mean, that is interesting, that marrying of technology and real estate so people can visually see, because it's maybe sometimes so hard to put into words or try to describe. So, So back to Atlanta Tech Village, we were talking about that earlier. So as the brokerage base there, so and tying into tech startups, are you helping in commercial when folks, because that as an incubator, the goal there is to kind of hang out for a while, get your feet set, get things going. But once you're kind of past, you know, pre-revenue, then they encourage to kick you out of the building, right?
Yes.
So are you helping them with residential and commercial, or what's your capacity there?
So we have just a few people who do commercial real estate there, but we are mostly focused on residential.
Okay.
So we help them. And the great thing is, because there are so many people in our building, there's over 250 startups. Now there's over 950 people in the building. So we have opportunities every day to connect with these people, educate them. And it's still an education process to let them know that we're there and that we're there to help with their real estate needs and their questions.
I mean, ATV is becoming a city within itself. You have an Octane Coffee.
It is.
Right? Get your coffee fix in the morning. Work on all your widgets. And then don't even have to leave the building.
You don't.
To talk to a realty pro.
No.
Wow. David should just add an upper deck up there and let people just move, live up there.
You know, working on that.
Nice, nice. So talk to us about brokerage and real estate. I mean, what's your sweet spot, or what we call unique selling proposition from your firm there?
You know, really, it's our culture. It's our culture first. We're culture first. So, you know, it's the same philosophy of the village, which is be nice, dream big, work hard, play hard, and pay it forward. And we do that every day. We have a lot of fun in our office. We incorporate fun into a serious matter, which is, you know, people's largest financial decision, buying a home. So, you know, we take pride in listening and to also curating the talent that we have on our staff, as well as the agents that we bring in.
And your firm is a SET group. Tell us about that sports, entertainment,
yes,
tech.
So we have a group that focuses on sports, entertainment, and tech.
Really?
We actually had a client come in from Palo Alto. So it's very interesting when you're looking at different markets.
Yeah.
You know, the homes that we showed him here that were 1.5 and 1.9 million, he's like, oh my gosh, this will be 8 million in Palo Alto.
Right.
Your gas is 265. It's 430 in Palo Alto.
Right.
So it's interesting. We not only get a chance to work and help those people who are in sports, entertainment, or the tech industry, but also, too, again, the confidentiality factor of making sure that they know that they have a trusted resource that will keep their affairs confidential.
So they're going to start bringing all their folks from Palo Alto here real quick, right?
Hopefully.
So a lot different than up in the burbs or whatever, right? Or it's just that kind of the vibe down here is quite different. And especially if you had to balance your day or your dealings over a period of time, if there's a percentage of sports, entertainment, technology, where do you spend most of your efforts?
You know, it's a mix, because for us, we have our boutique firm. We have 20 realtors, and that number is growing. They're all over the metro area. So they're from down by Fayetteville up to Alpharetta, Johns Creek, over to Smyrna, Douglasville, and to Tucker, et cetera. So they're all over, and really we're just balancing with our clients' needs no matter what sector they come from.
Okay. We're speaking with Christian Ross, managing broker of Village Realty. I want to talk to you about being on HGTV and being a House Hunters alum. What was that experience like?
It was great. I just know that I would never do a condo again on the show. Particularly for myself, I specialize in condos with my clients. And when you're coordinating that for filming, it's a lot to deal with HOAs and buildings and then the ego, because they always know on a show they're always going to show a negative. Mm-hmm. Even though there will be positives, they're always going to show a negative. Yeah. So dealing with that times 3 or 4 properties is just a lot.
No, I've watched that show before, and you're right. They do, you know, spin it positively and then negatively, and the couples argue about what they like and don't like, but it makes for good television. But did they find you, or did you reach out to them? How did that whole relationship get started?
So the first episode was actually my client. And it's funny because he walks down the street now in Atlanta with his dog, and people know who he is. It's quite weird. Both of my clients from both episodes, no one knows who I am.
You need to get a dog.
Yeah, right? I'm working on that. My husband evicted our last one, so that probably won't happen.
You had your dog evicted?
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's another
show. Yeah, episode, yeah.
But it was a good experience. You enjoyed it.
It was a great experience. Yeah. I learned so much about just the production side, and also seeing how they really capture through editing the whole experience, even though it's kind of like a view back, if you will.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I'd also like to get your thoughts on the millennials. And we were talking with Greg Boris here earlier about his opinions on things. And what are your thoughts there and how they're changing the real estate market?
They're changing it tremendously. I mean, they're making up over 30% of the buyers right now. And we actually had a continuing education class the other day of working with millennials. So it was quite interesting, because not only are they changing it, but one of the agents in there said that one of her clients told her, okay, now that we're done with negotiating, just text me. Don't call me. Mm-hmm. So it's more so the communication aspect. The same principles are there as far as the service, but it's really just how you communicate with them.
No, I was speaking to a millennial the other day, and they said, I don't even use email anymore. I said, what? You don't? They're just texting and social media. That's all they want. Do not email me, because they just get lost in email. And I thought that was kind of odd.
It is. A lot of them think it's antiquated.
They
you
do.
Know?
Email is outdated to some of the young people.
Well, you also remember, too, you have two segments of millennials. You have the 34, you know, the kind of like 28 to 34, and they've seen the actual telephone, mm-hmm. you know, they had pagers, you know, you know, they've seen technology fast forward in the past 10 years. So, and which I've seen in real estate, I know I look 22, but I've been in real estate for the past 10 years, and I've seen just how technology, we used to fax everything, and now it's e-signatures, and it's gone so fast, so quickly.
Yeah, and speaking of technology, you can search on your phone or your mobile device. You can get alerts when things new. You know, you're looking in a certain area of town when a new property comes online there, so you can access it quicker and in more detail than ever before these days.
Yes, but it also turns the consumer into what they think is a do-it-yourself realtor. So,
yeah.
You still need a professional to help you get into that house.
I agree. Exactly.
Well, there was some good numbers that Greg shared. If you're a for sale by owner, or you're doing your own sale. If you do the math, I've never heard it kind of explained that way, right? That 9,000 versus 30,000.
Exactly. It's a huge difference. And then when you think about, once again, the side of communication, the fact that you don't have to deal with the people who are calling in, or who's coming through your house. Are they even approved for a loan? I mean, if you're for sale by owner, you don't even know if they're approved for the loan and coming through. You're not thinking about that. You're just saying, oh, someone wants to see my house.
Right now. They might be seeing it for other reasons, yeah.
Exactly.
Well, hello, Craigslist.
Yeah.
Craigslist on the phone? Yeah.
Right.
But so talk to us about, you have 20-some-odd agents right now?
Yes.
And so what's you're seeking some, adding some more to the team?
Yes, we are seeking realtors who are just passionate about service, passionate about learning how to work more efficiently with technology, but service above all, and being a part of our culture.
And what is some of the criteria on your short list that you're looking for those folks with experience or where they're located? What's an ideal candidate, I guess, for you?
An ideal candidate, again, is the passion, is the just wanting to always have knowledge and seeking knowledge and being exactly.
He's right here, yeah.
And being just really consumer focused and being nice. You know, nice goes a long way. Being nice.
I think I'm going to, you know, knowledge is every time we somebody says that now, I was going to think, I'm going to change my name to Nice. Maybe, I don't know. All right. So, Kristen, pleasure having you here in the studio. You were actually here on a show quite early on.
I was.
I believe, right? Yeah.
Yes. With Simply Buckhead. I was named one of the Bold Women of Buckhead.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah. I remember seeing you were on the cover of Simply Buckhead. Yeah.
Yes.
And I did have some follow-up questions on the HDTV, but I think we're going to save that for another show.
Okay.
But actually, speaking of that, right here in Buckhead was the
Mandarin.
Tell us about that.
So the Mandarin Oriental.
Our window.
Yes. Right out the window was the HDTV Oasis of the year. So they gave that property away.
I mean, like the penthouse, one of the upper floors or whatever.
Over $2 million.
And there's really?
Yes.
And you get the car and all that stuff, the Escalade or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But they do. That's only one urban oasis for the entire all 50 states.
Yes.
On
right
HDTV,
mm-hmm.
the giveaway, and not just in Georgia or Atlanta, but right here in Buckhead.
Right here in Buckhead.
At the Mandarin Oriental.
Yes.
Have you, last question, I guess, is speaking to you as an agent, are more of your sales in condos or single family homes? Or
mine is actually mixed. I have a team of other realtors that work with me, specifically for my clients. So because I'm highly referral, it's whatever my clients want.
Sure.
So for me, a lot of what I do in town is condos, but we also do single family.
Single family condos. What about the tiny house movement? Have you sold any of those?
Oh my gosh, I have not. And every time
what's the commission on one of those? Yeah, about $1.50. Yeah.
But you know, I feel like a condo is a tiny house. So.
But that is a trend. Actually, at the BBA, the Buckhead Business Association, one of the key principles behind the whole tiny house movement, right? And it's like this little shoebox, but
mm-hmm.
it's people are just all about kind of simplification,
yes,
and leaving a more streamlined life. And but there's probably not much margins for the mortgage and the realtors. And, but I bet knowledge can get you qualified
exactly.
real quick or whatever. Yeah, if you work at I won't mention a brand or whatever. Yeah, but if you part-time job. Still in high school, you could probably get a tiny house.
You just can't put it in the city. Like, you have to go out in the country somewhere and put
really?
It. I don't know of any tiny houses going in town anywhere.
We don't have any land for that.
You're right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you did, the HOAs would be all over and say you don't allow it and you can't afford it.
You'd be paying more for your land than you for your
definitely.
Tiny house.
Right. Definitely.
Yeah, that's called an RV, right? Yeah.
You know
right.
somebody's going to do that.
Yeah. Right? I know, yeah.
Just because.
Yeah. All right. So we got some time for some panel discussion. But before we jump into that, let folks know, Kristen, the best way to reach out to you.
So our brokerage is at vratl.com, that like Village Realty. And personally, I'm at christiansoldit.com. And you can also use the hashtag VRATL or hashtag christiansoldit to find us.
And I imagine you're all over the other social media platforms. Instagram,
everywhere.
Twitter.
Just put in the hashtag, you'll find us.
Right. You, there's no way you could not find her on the internet.
She's on
there,
social media platforms that aren't even out yet.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the cutting edge of social media. Right. Is that the new one? Boom?
No.
I was going to Google that right now. So,
all right,
very good. So yeah, great lively discussion. Let's bring everybody back into the table here to kind of get some final thoughts.
Mike is jumping in with a question here, right?
Oh, no.
I thought you had a question.
No. Okay. The only thing I had was I wrote down mortgage this time so I can spell it right.
Nice.
Yeah.
But actually, a question I had for you is about refinancing.
Sure.
Talk to us about that. Is that a good idea at this juncture or how much activity are you seeing in refinancing?
Actually, a lot. Where refis, we're seeing a lot of people who want to shorten their terms. They have a 30-year fixed and they want to get into a 15. Some are even doing 10-year mortgages. And so it's when you talk about that issue, it's very important for people to understand that for your long-term financial success, it's a great idea if you can afford the monthly payment to shorten the term to a 15 or a 20 or a 10-year. You'll save thousands of dollars in interest over the years. A great time to do that because rates on those are excellent right now. We saw a few days ago with the stock market dropping, we had a big dip in rates for a few days. Now it's starting to go back up again. So you got to take advantage of these opportunities. A lot of rumors now that the federal government might be raising rates. The Fed might be active and doing something in the next few months. Who knows what they're really going to do? But if you haven't refinanced into a lower rate and you do qualify, you certainly should do it. And it's amazing. I had somebody that had a 7-point interest rate that called me the other day. And they've been paying it since 2001.
Oh, that's brutal.
And they qualified for HARP, which is making home affordable. You don't even need an appraisal. And so we're refining them, finally getting them a, they're refining to a 15-year mortgage at 3.5, which is,
and
the monthly payment is less than what they're paying right now.
Wow. Well, we've talked a lot about millennials here today. Let's speak a moment about the seasoned generation that's going on out there. Would you advise someone to get a reverse mortgage?
Well, we don't do them at Bank of America, but I do think for those folks that are senior citizens that have a lot of equity in their property, that maybe are having that are struggling, it's a really good deal for those folks. And I have seen cases where somebody has been on the verge of foreclosure and a reverse mortgage has saved them. That being said, it's not for everybody. There's some cost to doing it and so forth. But in certain situations, it's a great deal for some folks.
That is a good point. On the other end of the spectrum, the seniors. Actually, on yesterday's show, we had a senior specialist on the show. And I don't know if you all have any comments on that, but that's a whole different lot of moving parts to that, right? Because you have all the other family mm-hmm. members involved in this process and you know, the folks, the emotional attachment to that many years in the home, mm-hmm. and then the relocation to a typically assisted living. And any thoughts on experience with that? Or
I feel like it's so many different parts right now, because we have the clients who are moving in with their family. And right now, builders aren't building two master suites, one on the main level, one upstairs. So we see that deficit in the market when we're looking. And then, you know, you have people who are, they need to downsize. So we're helping someone right now. They're downsizing to Athens and selling their home in Buckhead. And it's a matter of getting everything together. You have 30 years of collected items.
Oh, yeah.
So helping them, again, connecting. We're connectors. So connecting them to those resources to help them with whatever stage they're going through.
And kind of an off topic, but we were talking about yesterday, the issues of hoarders. Have you read, into some of these homes that just like you can't even get in there?
Thankfully, I have not.
Okay, yeah.
I've had a few bad dates like that. I don't know if I want to talk about it.
Right, in my previous life, when I had my own business, I used to go to people's homes and service them, and I would see stacks and stacks of books and
terrible.
Trash all around
it's
the
terrible.
Home.
She was saying they had to bring in like a whole truck just to carry all that stuff out. And we were talking about maybe that's a niche market. You could, you know, advertise this home. Perfect for hoarders, you know.
You don't even need to bring any of your stuff. We got it already here. Yeah, load it up.
Move in ready.
That's right.
Move in ready.
And what are your thoughts, Greg, about the empty nesters these days? Looking to downsize, do you have any advice for them on how they can make it, you know, advantage for them going forward?
It just depends on their individual needs. As Christian so aptly stated, you've got some that are moving in with their kids, the younger generations, and you know, the children may need to upsize a home to accommodate the elderly parents. And then you've got some, a big thing before the downturn was a lot of these ranch style little cluster homes. We had a lot of them in East Cobb County, and they were going up left and right. I hadn't seen too many of them lately. And then, you know, we had the over 55 community. So, it just depends on what their individual needs are.
And that market certainly is growing and will through the years as the millennials grow. You know, all their parents get more and more seasoned as well. And so there'll have to be housing for all of them going forward here in the Atlanta area.
Absolutely. And I think we're almost out of time here. I don't know if there's any other closing comments, but if there's, you know, if someone's looking to get into the business, there's associations, or how active are you guys? You're on the board of directors for what's the group?
So for the Atlanta Board of Realtors, I will start my 3-year term in
20-year term. Is that what you're going to say?
No, not at all. I'll start my 3-year term in 2016. I was previously on the board of directors in 2014.
Man, I want to get on a board. I've never been invited to be on a board.
You're officially on the board of directors of Buckhead Business Radio.
Thank you. I'm excited. Yeah,
been
about that. Yeah. Can you get that certificate?
I'll
for
get
the
that
wall?
In writing right now.
All right.
And pass it up the chain.
All right. Also, let's just go around one more time, real quick, and let our listeners know if you'll mention basically your name and point of contact, so how they would get in touch with you, and we'll call it a wrap. So, Christian, you want to start us off?
Great. I'm Christian Ross, located in Buckhead, VRATL.com, and ChristianSoldIt.com.
Knowledge Clark, MortgageFreshStart.com, Instagram at MortgageFreshStart.com, 800-906-9751.
Greg Boris, East Cobb County, Marietta. Reach me at www.OlympicProp.com, and click or call, we do it all.
I love that one, yeah.
One more time.
Exactly,
Mike Rose with Bank of America Home Loans. You can find me at MikeRoseMortgage.com. I'll even give you my cell number, but don't pass this around. Hey, just anybody.
Just between us.
Yes, 404-934-7444.
All right. So, Ryan, what a great show, right?
Rich, I think you did it again. You put together a fine show and a great relevant conversation that needed to be had. And I hope our listeners enjoyed every minute of it. So if you weren't listening live, make sure you go and find the posting at GeorgiaRealtyRadio.com for all the information here today.
And a couple of other shows here at the Buckhead Studio. We have Wantrepreneur Radio coming up next week. And that's going to be an interesting show. And you have this afternoon, you're doing a show this
Georgia morning. Business Radio. We'll be doing that here at 10 o'clock today. We're going to have some great guests from Cabbage Inc., from Firestorm, and a ghostwriter in here today.
Oh,
so
yeah.
If you're interested in writing a book, you speak, she writes.
That
so
sounds a little
mysterious.
We're going
to learn all about her business here today at GeorgiaBusinessRadio.com.
All right. So we'll see you next time. Rich Casanova signing off once again for Buckhead Business Radio.